big news. Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Hey guys, this right here is going to be the primer episode to the cancer lecture. So again, with the primer episodes, you listen to it before you read or after you read to kind of help connect those must-know concepts. So the prompt that I put into Notebook LM is something along the Pareto principle of give me the 20% of knowledge that will yield me the 80% of the understanding of the material. And so it kind of cuts through all that BS that the textbook wants to use because the people who wrote them want to show off their education. So it just kind of weeds through all that and just gives you the necessities, right? That way you can connect those key concepts with everything else that is being written. It's about 6 minutes long, so it's not too bad. Like I said, just use it before you read or after you read. That way you can kind of prime yourself with connecting those key terms and those must-know, that must-know material. This is coming from the Lewis Medical Surgical Nursing textbook, the 12th edition. So here is the primer episode to oncology.
Patient's here.
Oh, boy, got some blood going.
Yeah, blood.
He's wearing it, too.
Welcome to the bed. When you get over to the bed, we'll go ahead and give you the story. This is all going to happen super fast. Welcome to the emergency room.
70-year-old female, single driver of a vehicle. Appearance that she went off-road into a ditch, rolled over her car onto a trailer, caved in. The top of the vehicle was caved in, so she was hanging out partially in the window.
You can stop CPR. Six over.
Welcome back to the deep dive. Today we're doing a really focused pass on oncology knowledge. Think of it like this. We're not trying to boil the ocean here.
Exactly. We're aiming for that 20% of core info that really gives you, 80% of what you need for clinical confidence and exam success.
So the essentials?
The absolute essentials. We'll start right at the beginning.
All right.
Cancer is defined by that uncontrolled, unregulated cell growth. And it's worth remembering, incidence peaks over age 55. Mm-hmm. Still the second leading cause of death in the U.S.
Okay, basics down. Let's get into the pathophysiology quick hits. Development starts with initiation, right? Gene mutations from carcinogens.
Yep. Chemical, radiation, or viral. And you definitely need to know the viral links. They come up a lot.
Which ones specifically?
Okay. High yield, Epstein-Barr virus, think Burkitt's lymphoma, and human papillomavirus, HPV. That's the big one for cervical cancer and lots of squamous cell carcinomas too.
Got it. EBV and HPV. So after initiation, we stage it. How far has it progressed?
Right. Staging tells the story. Stage zero is cancer in situ, basically. It hasn't broken out of its original tissue layer. Stage I is still limited to the origin tissue.
But stage four, that's the critical one.
That's metastasis. It means the cancer has spread, and you need to know the common landing spots.
Where does it typically go?
Think high blood flow areas. It travels through the blood or lymph. So the lungs, bone, liver, and brain. Those are the main metastatic sites.
Okay, lung, bone, liver, brain. Let's pivot to the clinical side, the immediate dangers. Treatments like chemo often cause myelosuppression. What exactly is that causing?
Myelosuppression is bone marrow suppression. So think low blood counts across the board. Anemia, thrombocytopenia, but critically, neutropenia.
Low neutrophils.
Dangerously low infection-fighting white blood cells. And that's why infection is actually the leading cause of death for cancer patients. Their defenses are down.
Wow, okay. Infection number one. What about other emergencies? Those like metabolic crises?
Yes, definitely need to know those. Hypercalcemia is a big one.
Yeah.
Often from bone breaking down and releasing calcium.
Right, bone mets.
Exactly. And tumor lysis syndrome, TLS. This happens when treatments kill cancer cells really fast.
The cells break open.
They lose, yeah. And they dump everything inside, potassium, phosphate, nucleic acids into the blood. It can overwhelm the kidneys. It's life-threatening.
Okay, TLS and hypercalcemia. Serious stuff. How do we manage the patient's experience through all this? Let's talk pain.
Pain management is fundamental. Right. And the single biggest barrier is just inadequate assessment.
Not believing the patient.
Or not asking properly.
Yeah.
The absolute clinical pearl here is the patient's report of pain is the primary data. You have to believe them. And that fear of addiction, it's largely unwarranted in this context. Don't under-medicate because of it.
Believe the patient. Got it. Now, back to myelosuppression. If chemo knocks down blood counts, how do we bring them back up?
We use hematopoietic growth factors, think biological boosts. For red blood cells to fight anemia, we use epoetin alpha.
Okay, epoetin for RBCs.
And for white blood cells, specifically neutrophils, we give filgrastim or pegfilgrastim.
What do nurses need to watch for with those?
Critical implications. With epoetin, monitor blood pressure risk of hypertension. With filgrastim, watch for bone pain. It's a really common side effect as the marrow ramps up production.
Makes sense. All right, let's hit some critical drug alerts. Targeted therapy, trastuzumab, Herceptin, targets HR2. What's the danger zone?
Cardiotoxicity. Huge warning. The HR2 receptor is also on heart cells, so blocking it can cause heart problems like ECG changes or even heart failure. Needs close monitoring.
Okay, Herceptin, think heart. Now, hormone therapy, tamoxifen. Estrogen receptor blocker. What's the big risk there?
Tamoxifen comes with a significant risk of venous thromboembolism. Think DVTs, PEs, that's the major one. Also, monitor for visual changes.
VTE risk and eye issues with tamoxifen. Got it. Let's wrap up with some key gender-specific facts. Breast cancer surgery, especially with lymph node removal, what's the big post-op concern?
Lymphedema, chronic swelling in the arm. Preventing it is absolutely crucial.
And the main nursing intervention?
It's a hard rule. On the affected arm, NO blood pressure readings, NO venipunctures, NO injections, ever. Protect that limb.
Okay, protect the arm. Cervical cancer, we mentioned HPV. What about screening?
Screening is key. Pap tests start at age 21, usually every 3 years up to age 29. Then, for ages 30 to 65, the recommendation is co-testing Pap plus an HPV test every 5 years.
Got it. Pap at 21, co-testing from 30. Finally, prostate cancer. We know incidence is highest in Black men. What's a key treatment and its risks?
A cornerstone treatment is androgen deprivation therapy, ADT. It works by lowering testosterone.
But it has downsides.
Oh, definitely. Patients need to know about the risk of cardiovascular side effects. Things like hot flashes, ED, those are common too. But the cardiac risk is a major safety point to counsel on.
All right. So ADT, watch the heart. Well, that covers a lot of ground quickly. These really are those core clinical anchors you need for oncology.
They really are. If you grasp these concepts, the staging, the main complications like infection and TLS, the key drugs like Herceptin and tamoxifen, and the specific risks like lymphedema or ADT side effects, you're in a much stronger position.
It gives you that framework.
Exactly. And, you know, we focus a lot on treatment complications, but stepping back, the real win against cancer, it's prevention and early detection.
Right, like promoting those screenings we talked about.
Precisely. Never underestimate the impact you have in encouraging HPV vaccination, regular pap tests, mammograms, colonoscopies. That's where the biggest difference is often made, even before these complex treatments become necessary. That's something to keep in mind.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.